Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning. I'm coming to you filled with so much love and joy and excitement today. It's Saturday as I record this, but it'll be airing on Monday morning. And I attended two of my very good friends' wedding today. It was absolutely incredible. And I want to talk to you guys a bit about love today. I want to talk about what is the definition of love. According to Google, it's an intense feeling of deep affection. And the example they give is babies fill parents with feelings of love. Or a great interest and pleasure in something. Those are the two definitions when it's a noun. As a verb, it's feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to, in brackets, someone. Why this matters is because I saw a pure example of this today. Two people celebrating the love they share for each other. And it was magical. It was done in only the way those two friends of mine could do, their own unique way. And it was so beautiful to see. Why this matters is because I want to go even deeper in our talk today and talk about unconditional love. What does that mean to you? Do you believe you love people unconditionally? I think it's important when we're trying to live our best life that we really grasp this concept. So I'm going to share with you a definition and then give you a story that explains unconditional love in my life. So according to Wikipedia, unconditional love is known as affection without any limitations or love without conditions. This term is sometimes associated with other terms such as true altruism or complete love. Each area of expertise has a certain way of describing unconditional love, but most will agree that it is that type of love which has no bounds and is unchanging. So to put this in perspective for you guys, I want to share a little story from my past. It was probably, I would say about 7 years ago now, maybe eight. And I was in a relationship and that person had relapsed on substances. And I was very worried about them and I had gone away on a weekend, a big book study weekend, where my great grand sponsor was there at the time. And I, of course, was kind of freaking out because I was like, well, am I supposed to end the relationship? Because I was fairly newly sober myself. I had a couple years maybe and just different things. And I was trying to figure out, like, what do I do? Because I did feel I loved the person. I did love them as best as I knew how to love anyways. And the example that was given to me was so powerful that I want to share it with you guys now. And the question asked of me was, can you love this person unconditionally? Can you truly love them without conditions? And of course, my immediate response was yes, because I loved this man and I wanted us to spend our lives together. And I could, you know, at that time believed that love knew no bounds and love conquers all. So if I just loved him through it, we would come out the other side. And she went deeper and she said, if you love someone unconditionally, that means that you love them whether they're using substances or they stay sober. That you love them whether they're showing you love or not. You love them whether you're with them or not. You love them whether you live in the same house or on opposite sides of the street or hours apart. You love them whether you hate them in the moment for something that's happened, or you adore them for something that's happened. Unconditional love means loving someone no matter what. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter how they're showing up, you love them for who they are in that moment, exactly as they are, without your need to put conditions or barriers or your expectations as to who you think they should be on them. And when it was worded like that, I had to sit with that in meditation all weekend. Was I able to love this person no matter what? And the question I got really stuck on was, could I love them whether I was with them or not? Could I love this person even if we weren't together and they were with someone else? Because that was the other thing that was said to me. Whether you're with them or not, whether they're with someone else or with you. And that was a hard question at that time because I didn't know if I could do that. Could I truly unconditionally love someone even if I wasn't with them? And after contemplating it and thinking about it, I made a decision in that moment at the end of the weekend that I would love this person unconditionally. But not only this person, every person I came in contact with as best as I possibly could. And believe me, I'm not perfect at it. But really, that is the point of living a sober life, and the practice, the principles we try to practice is love and tolerance of others is our code. Truly loving people for who they are as they are without our need to put any stipulations on them. Why that story matters is because, like I said, that was 7 or 8 years ago, and that person and I are no longer together. It's been a few years now since we separated. That person was at the wedding this evening. You would think that after being separated for, I think we've been separated about 4 years now, 3 or 4, that it wouldn't matter that they were there, they being himself and his wife, because he has moved on. And it doesn't matter, and it doesn't affect me like it used to. The way things ended didn't go well. There was a lot of things that were very painful. But because I made that decision 7 or 8 years ago, even when new things would come up after the breakup and I'd have to process through them and I'd have to do the healing work on it, I would decide to send love to that family because I love them unconditionally. And that doesn't mean it's always easy. I mean, there was a circumstance tonight where there are some people in my life that felt that that person might approach me at this wedding and that I should basically flip the bird, walk away, and tell that person where to go and how to get there. And in the spirit of honesty, there is a part of my being that wants to say, F you, don't talk to me, you have no right to talk to me, you asked me to cease and desist from your life, stick to the boundary you created. But my higher self knows that that's not the road to freedom. So when I was approached and asked a question about my child, I gently responded in kind and wished him a good evening. And you know what? Taking that high road felt so freeing. And being able to send love to not just him, but his wife as well, has allowed me to grow in ways I never even imagined possible. I got to celebrate the marriage of two of my very good friends tonight. They were so happy I was there. It was an awesome night. They played the music they love. I watched them dance, and I knew that they'd been taking lessons, so it was just beautiful. And I got to do that with people in the room. Well, it wasn't really a room because it was an outdoor wedding, but you get the point, in the tent, that I went to grade school with people that I had a past with, and I got to be free. I didn't have a date tonight. I'm currently living the single life, and I just didn't have a date, like a male date, I should say. But my best friend came with me. And that's the importance of tribe and the unconditional love that tribe provides. My best friend from high school came with me. She didn't really know any of the people, but she loves me. And in the spirit of honesty, again, not perfect. There were moments I had to kind of gripe and complain to her about some of the things from the past that were coming up, because sometimes, even when we've done a lot of the healing work, in those moments when we're with those people that there's past situations, there's more healing work to do. And that's the beauty of having a tribe. She was able to listen and support me and help me work through it and process through it and get to the other side of it, so that we had a lot of fun tonight. I feel honored and blessed I got to spend time with friends and watch them enjoy their special day. I feel honored and blessed that my higher power has given me the ability to face whatever comes with strength and courage and just nothing to fear, because everything is backed by love. The other thing I want to leave you guys with is just to go with this topic of love this week, is the idea that if someone is meant to be in your life, it will happen. There won't be resistance. It will just work. That doesn't mean it's always going to be easy, and that's not what I'm saying. There is always work to do, and there can be resistance within a relationship when there's struggles or disagreements or different things like that. But if something or someone is meant to be in your life, they will be in your life. And if it doesn't work out and they decide to leave, or you decide you can't have that relationship isn't working anymore and you need to leave, the best thing you can do for yourself and all other parties involved is say, God bless you, go in peace. There's no reason to hate that person. Because do you really want to be with someone that isn't happy being with you? That's not love. That's imprisonment. That's not what any of us wants. We don't want to hold someone hostage. We want to be in a healthy, loving relationship that truly is based on unconditional love. Now, I also want to caveat this by saying, I don't believe that unconditional love is going above and beyond and doing whatever is necessary for the other person's needs to be met and be happy without caring for yourself first and foremost. Some people do believe that, and there was a time in my life I did, and I got very sick very quick because I was putting everyone else's needs, because I loved them unconditionally, above my own. And if I'm not filling my own cup first and I'm only taking the little scraps for myself, I'm no good to those people I love. I can't support them in the ways they need to be supported and love them in the ways that they deserve if my own cup isn't full and I'm giving them the overflow. And believe me, when I take care of myself and do the things I need to do, sleep, food, water, social stuff, entertainment, all kinds of things like that, when I do those things, the overflow that comes for me is so powerful and so engaging. It's out of this world, and I have so much to give. But when I let myself get depleted and I'm not getting my sleep and I'm not eating healthy, and I'm not exercising and doing the things I need to do to be my best self first and foremost, the little scraps that I'm leaving for myself, there's not enough to go around. I get snappy with people. It's just not good. So if you want to truly, truly experience unconditional love, try asking yourself, can I love this person exactly as they are right now without any stipulations or need for them to change ever, whether I'm with them or they're with someone else, whether they're doing the things I'd ask them or they're not? Can I love this person no matter what? If the answer is no, there may need to be some discussions there and some work, because everyone deserves unconditional love. It's not our job in life to put on our sheriff badge and be the world police of how everyone else should show up. The only person we should be sheriffing is ourselves and how we show up. That doesn't mean we don't get to set boundaries with people as needed, but we don't get to hand them the memo in the morning of how they should behave and what they should say and how we need them to be in order to be okay. We need to be okay no matter what's going on around us. That unconditional love should start with yourself. Can you love yourself no matter what? Whether you're hurting, whether you're angry, whether you're mean, whether you're loving, whether you're tolerant, can you love yourself in every way you show up, shadow side and light side? It was a very powerful full moon on Friday the 13th. I don't know if you guys felt it, but let me tell you, I felt the full moon vibes. Couldn't even sleep. I was up till like 4 in the morning, just lying there. I wasn't spinning or anything like that. I did my full moon ritual, and I just couldn't sleep. Just lying there, absorbing the moon energy. Let me know through messaging whether or not you guys felt this full moon, whether you released things that no longer served you, did a cord-cutting meditation, whatever you need to do to be free of the things that have been holding you back. Because at this time, you are so loved. I hope you feel this love. I'm sending you so much love through this podcast. Everyone deserves to feel loved. Everyone deserves to believe in themselves and believe in their capacity to change the world just by sending love to every person they meet. So that's my challenge for you this week with this topic of love. In your interactions today, go out into the world and just quietly to yourself, with every person you meet, the supermarket checkout person, the bank teller, your coworkers, your children, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you love. I send you so much love. Just have that thought in your head as you interact with people and pay attention. See if things shift in your life. You might start getting more smiles from people. Nothing might change as well. It might all remain the same. But I guarantee you, if you start sending love as you go out about your day, things will shift in your world and your life will start to become a little more epic each and every moment. So I challenge you, send love to every person you meet today. You might just be a better person for it, and the world will be a little brighter. Have a fabulous day, guys. Until we meet again, remember, you are beautiful, you are worth it, you deserve an epic life, and I love you. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics, or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at lfullsobriety @gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.